They stopped at a place called the pond for worship. Think about that. Any clues why they would worship close to a pond or a river or a creek?
Because of the water.
Horses, absolutely. Way to go. All right. Yeah, that's what they did, and it just grew from there. And amazingly, there was a lot of little startup churches around because, and the horses, we don't think about it anymore. How far did you all come this morning, Don?
Just over there by Home Depot.
Still, it's long way.
Yeah, we're going to walk.
Yeah.
We got here if you rode a horse.
That's right.
Probably long.
Yeah. Well, this is a Jeopardy question or Jeopardy time. Test our history a little bit. So think about, what does the word Bethel mean? Phil and I was talking the other day, and he goes, he likes history as well as I do, looking at circuit riders. There was a circuit rider over in Jefferson County, and he put in his journal he was going to Singletary's house. Mr. Singletary, did you have any relatives in Jefferson County? No? He said he was going to have a dinner with the Singletary's, and then he was going to preach the next day at Bethel. Well, I looked up, there's a few churches named Bethel in Jefferson County, but none of them were Methodist, so I don't know where he was going. But he also said in his journal, he got up one morning and he was going someplace and he got lost. So I'm thinking, you see those pictures sometimes of the circuit rider studying while they're riding on horse, and I think, the horse probably led him astray. I can't imagine how a preacher could get lost.
Add directions, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. What has been called the most historic piece of furniture in the Florida Conference, and why?
The pulpit.
The pulpit, yeah. It was the very first pulpit that was done for the very first Florida non-annual conference. Yeah, I guess it was the annual conference.
That was the first conference.
Had it annually after that.
Yeah. So think about some of these things, but go to the website. And where would they find it on the website to link to what, resource page?
Well, go to the history page, and there are a lot of opportunities there. That the photo page is there, and the archives, and church history is there. There's a document. The history page.
Now, did you know that Tallahassee is 200 years old this year? They're celebrating all kinds of stuff. That makes Trinity downtown 200 years old also. And we were 10 years behind, and we're at 190 years. But one of the questions on here was interesting, and I'll read it to you. So that it said, when did Bethel Church celebrate its centennial? And the answers are, not what you think, considering that we are 134 years since 1834, camp meeting on the banks of the Bethel Pond. At least there's no record of our written history of a centennial celebration in 1934. Actually, the written history doesn't mention a centennial celebration at any other time either, but always like the butts. A notation on a picture taken in the 1962 homecoming indicates that it celebrated the 115 years of Bethel Methodist Church. That would put the 100 years in 1947, 100 years after the deed was given from the land on which Bethel town located. The earliest church history that was written in the membership book that began back in 1947, that history indicated the time period recorded was from 1834 to October 12, 1947. So, we think the 1947 homecoming was probably a centennial celebration. A lot of history. Phil has put together a lot of things that you can read, celebrate our history in here. A lot of interesting things in there, on the back, the history of the Bethel Church, some pictures of former buildings and so forth. But it's always a good time. There has been some people that still come and alive and well that had some good times here in this particular thing growing up. Joanne, do you have any good memories?
Well, of course I do.
How long have you got?
I hadn't planned to talk, but of course, amen in everything you've said so far, and I thought, but there was, somewhere, I can remember, you know, at least the 1947 stuff,
yes.
I can remember,
wow.
So, you know, I know that if we did have things, I guess it just didn't get recorded.
I know Carol Koski, who's now residing in heaven, used to, I think it was her, that her boyfriend saved her from drowning down here. Was that her? Did she tell the story? Yeah.
Yeah.
We never got the whole story.
We never got the whole story.
Yeah. And
he's
gone too, so.
Yeah, he's gone too.
But you know the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about some modern day stories of Bethel? Been a few years ago, before COVID, we baptized some of the young people right down here. Travis and I, and you can find those pictures on the website too, probably.
We used to have canoe rides around the lake.
Yeah, that would be fun. You got a canoe, Don?
No.
I
took that back
home. I canoe, can you? Yeah, or something like that.
There used to be more water in the pond. You should extend up to, where did it extend to, Don? Up to the tree. How far up did the water go?
At one time, they had on the other side of those trees.
Yeah.
Wow. Deer? Yeah. A lot of reminiscing. That's good. All right. Well, let's get started today with the call to worship. You'll find it printed on the back of your bulletin. On the next page over. Joanne, you're supposed to be leading now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That picture. Okay. Let us draw closer to the Lord, who is our only true source of life.
We are branches from God's vine.
The Lord is our source of all that is good, truly good.
And we are branches called upon to bear God's good fruit.
Let us give praise then to the living Lord with all that we are.
Prayer and confession together.
Lord, we are slow to admit that too often we have been unfruitful branches of your vine. Too often we have forgotten the love and the mercy we receive from you. Too often we have failed to share your love with the world. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to accept your loving dream that we might bring forth much good and wonderful fruit for you. In Christ we pray. Amen.
At the Apostles' Creed, which is also in
this letter.